Okay, well, like I say, this is my old workplace a couple of years ago where I was working, and a fellow that I worked with, a middle-aged man, like I say, about 55 years old, and we were talking about flying saucers and stuff, and he said that he had a brother-in-law. Now, mind you, I don't know if he's alive right now, but it was in his 80s anyways. Born and raised in Alabama, American, and he was a flight engineer aboard a cargo plane. And he was telling that he flew down to Roswell to retrieve something, to get something. At first, he didn't realize it was, you know, nothing important, maybe just getting some sort of cargo or something, nothing special. But they were loading this his aircraft up on and with his material, and one of the guards, I guess, told him just to stay in his seat, don't look, and, you know, not to do anything, just look at your controls and look straight ahead sort of thing. And as they were loading it up, I guess he had a glimpse of it, and he just saw this strange, this shiny kind of metal. That was about it, but he thought it was odd that that the guards would tell him, you know, to remain seated and stuff like that, not to get out of the cockpit. So that was about it. And he said that that later on, that somebody mentioned to him that it was something strange that was recovered out in the desert in 1947, something that was very, very out of the ordinary. So.